Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. Dr. Mystery had to step away, so I have our Dustin Fontenot here. He stepped in. Hello, Dustin.
Hello.
I'm going to tell everybody how to get a hold of us again, and then I have some really great questions for Dustin. He's our department head of Armour Men's Health, which we talk about quite a bit since this is the Armour Men's Health Hour. So, Dustin, get ready for the rapid-fire questions that are coming your way. You can call us during the week at 512-238-0762. Our website is armormenshealth.com. You can email us any question you have on your mind. If you're too embarrassed to ask it in person or just don't have time to go to the doctor, it's armormenshealth@gmail.com. We had Dr. Fleming on today. He was amazing. What an incredible guy. Saved my mom's life, so that's kind of important to me. Dr. Mystery, and he did that surgery. I'm so glad they got to talk about it. Anyway, it's a fabulous Sunday. We are moving time slots soon, so beginning January 4th, we're going to be on Saturdays 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And Dustin, I hear we're going to have to be a little more careful with our verbiage when there's little kids in the car. So
why is that?
Because apparently there's more times where dads are driving around listening to KLBJ and they're running from game to game and they're going to listen to our show, and I don't know how that's going to go.
Okay. Interesting.
So dads and moms, get those earmuffs ready for those kids, and we'll just keep talking about penises and testosterone for your enjoyment. I have Dustin on here today. He popped into the studio. I've got so many questions, Dustin. Just listening to this station alone, like we talked about, you either have erectile dysfunction or sleep apnea. How does a person sitting listening to the app or in their car, how do these guys and wives, how do they decipher this information with 10 different ED commercials coming at you? You know, what's your take as a provider, as the guy in charge of our Armour Men's Health? How do you take that information? Because I know you listen to the station too.
Yeah, so it definitely can be a bit overwhelming for sure with all of the information out there, all of the ads, you're kind of getting bombarded. You know, I think it's important to understand what type of places some of these are and what you're getting yourself into, you know, and whether or not it's the best fit for you. Certainly, you know, a guy with ED or considering treatment or something like that, visiting with his primary care doctor, if he has a relationship with one, I think is always a great place to start. You know, they can give him some recommendations. As we've spoke about on this program before, a lot of times ED can be one of the first signs of heart disease. You know, getting a full evaluation through either your own primary care doctor or through a urology practitioner or someone like that that specializes in it. That can give you that thorough evaluation, I think, is really important. Unfortunately, a lot of the clinics that you hear, they guarantee you an erection, and that's simply because they're going to use them.
use the word guarantee. That always freaks me out. They must have a bunch of hot women sitting around naked.
No, not really. So what they're doing is they're using a medication called Trimix, and it's an injectable medication that goes into the penis. And so just the idea of that freaks a lot of guys out to think about a needle going into the penis. Mm-hmm. But it works. And if you give a big enough dose, it's going to work for everybody. Mm-hmm. The downside is you give a big enough dose, the guy ends up with a priapism, which is a prolonged erection that requires even more needles to take down.
That's an ER visit sometimes, right?
Yeah, it's an ER visit, especially if it's after hours. So I think it's important when you're considering, you know, where to start the journey in your ED to know what you're getting yourself into and to know that if you go to one of those places, you're likely going to get a needle in your penis.
That's a great name for a place. Needle in your penis. Talk to me about supplements. I know that a lot of the commercials say, try this erectile dysfunction way of doing things like through our clinic, and pills and supplements don't really work kind of thing. I know that we promote a lot of supplements and we're super holistic when it comes to patient care. So what do you recommend when a patient comes to you? What's your first recommendation after you do a pretty thorough evaluation and lab work and all that stuff?
You know, in general, a lot of times our erections are kind of a snapshot of our overall health. If there's aspects in your health that need improvement on, such as lack of physical activity, lack of aerobic exercise, improvement in dietary modifications, things like that, that's some of the first line interventions that we talk about, is really just cleaning up areas in your lifestyle that can be cleaned up. Mm-hmm. As far as supplements, there's several supplements out there that improve overall blood circulation. So L-arginine is a popular one that we recommend. The supplement talk is a whole nother segment about where you're getting your supplements from and that sort of thing. But so right off the bat, you know, any supplements that improve circulation, anything with nitric oxide in it, things like that, can help with the erectile quality. However, any supplement that claims to you take this pill and it's going to give you a great erection is
don't buy it.
Yeah, it's misleading.
You know, when you go to the convenience stores, some seedy convenience stores, mm-hmm. they have all those supplements, and there's like a bull, like a big dark bull or something in the mm-hmm. front, or a big giant cowboy with a big hat, and they're like. Get your supplements here for optimal erections. What is that? Just a bunch of crap.
So it's interesting because I have a lot of guys that take those, and a lot of the guys say that they work. And
I bet they drink Red Bull.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of that's power suggestion.
You know, sure.
Like placebo effects 20%. However, a lot of those gas station ED pills are coming from overseas, and when there was some study or something came out or investigation came out, and a lot of them had Viagra and Cialis in them. They had sildenafil and tadalafil in them, but because they were getting manufactured in China or whatever and shipped over and mixed in with a whole bunch of other things, they were kind of flying under the radar.
That's kind of brilliant.
So you were really getting gas station Viagra. And so I think some of it probably does work, but
you don't know what else.
You have no idea what you're getting, so it's probably not too wise.
Could be some bad chemicals, I'm sure. Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
I know that this is kind of all over the place, but with shockwave therapy, there's so many different names for it.
Yeah.
So shockwave sounds scary, but we've talked about it on the show. It is not an actual painful shock.
Right.
I know you have patients that you've treated. Mm-hmm. So tell us about how painless that is and what that looks like for a patient with ED.
Yeah, so the shockwave therapy is a great option for patients that are looking for a return of their natural function without having to rely on medications or injections.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in our office, our protocol, we do 6 sessions, which can be repeated if need be. Each session lasts about 20 minutes long, and it consists of 2,000 shocks.
Mm-hmm.
These shocks are completely painless. They should probably come up with a different word for it.
Yeah. Well, I think there's one of those companies on KLBJ.
But you don't feel
something else.
Yeah. You don't feel anything.
Right.
But I think the take home for a guy that's considering that is, you really need to be the right candidate mm-hmm. for it.
So not everybody with erectile dysfunction would benefit.
Yeah. But some of those places you hear ads on, if you walk in the door and you have enough money in your wallet, they're going to do the procedure for you.
Right.
You know, regardless if they think you're a great candidate or not.
Right.
So we offer that service in our office as well, but, you know, we're going to be selective mm-hmm. in the right patient. And if we feel that it's a service that could help them, then we'll absolutely offer it to them.
Right. And I know it's not painful in any way. It is loud.
It's loud.
It's just like a loud clicking.
Yes.
That happens. But we've talked to patients, and I mentioned it on air. We've had a couple of patients that gave us some feedback pretty recently. And on the 5th out of 6 treatments with the shockwave therapy, the first one said he didn't need to use Viagra anymore.
Yeah.
And that really surprised him.
Yeah.
And the other one was treated for cancer, went through chemo, and thought he was not going to have erections anymore. And he's already having erections after
That's
5
awesome.
Treatments. So, yeah, pretty amazing testimonials. Yeah. And then why don't we talk about Viagra and sildenafil? Do you have a preference on compounded or not, or what are your thoughts? Because I know there's so many compound pharmacies in Austin.
There are, and I would say that since both of those drugs have gone generic,
mm-hmm.
Most of the compounders were in business making those medications when they were still branded, so mm-hmm. you had a substantial savings. But now that they've gone generic, you're just as well off a lot of times getting them from your local pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
As far as which one's better or worse, I would say that one may work better for one guy and another one may work better for the other guy.
Okay. So just case by case basis.
Sure.
So there's not one good fit for everything.
No, not at
so,
all.
So patients, I guess, or guys, I guess the moral to this story is to really do your research. See a doctor.
Yeah.
How about
absolutely.
That? Absolutely. Dustin Fontenot is one of our certified PAs. He's been with us for what, 5, 6
5
years?
5 years, yeah.
And he's amazing. He'll be on some future shows, too. So if you have any questions, you can email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. You can reach out to Dustin directly through me. I'll answer every one of the emails or listen for the answer on the show. Our website is armormenshealth.com. We have four locations in the Austin area: Round Rock, North Austin, South Austin, and Dripping Springs. If you want to see Dustin too, give us a call. We can set you up for an appointment with Dustin Fontenot. He is the guru of all things male wellness. And give us a call during the week, 512-238-0762. Remember to email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. We had a great show today, and we look forward to seeing y'all again next week. And remember, on January 4th, we're going to be on Saturdays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. right here on News Radio KLBJ.
The Armour Men's Health Hour is brought to you by Urology Specialists of Austin. For questions or to schedule an appointment, please call 512-238-0762 or online at armormenshealth.com.